Okay, I'm going to call to order this meeting of the Senate Committee on the Environment and Natural Resources. It's the first of June, 2017. And this is our last regular meeting of this committee. I will point out, colleagues, we do have an informational hearing scheduled for Monday. The focus of the meeting is on some of the advanced wood product kinds of activities that are happening. Should be really very, very interesting for us.
I agree.
So let's see. We have four bills. I'm gonna start with the what I think maybe is the least controversial one. While we're waiting for Senator Berchiger. So I'm going to open a public a work session on House Bill 3245. And Beth, remind us what this one is.
Mr. Chair, committee members, House Bill 3245 would permit a city to authorize a planning commission or hearings officer to make decisions to amend the city's comprehensive plan map, subject to certain restrictions. The measure allows for an aggrieved party to appeal such decisions to the city governing body. There's a -A6 amendment that would delete the language that requires the city to authorize, I'm sorry, police requirement that they do that authorization by ordinance or order. It also allows persons who appeared or participated in orally or in writing in front of the planning commissioner or hearings officer to appeal or petition for review a final decision to the city governing body. Makes the decisions of the governing body appealable to LUVA.
Okay. Vice Chair?
Chair Dimmer, I move to adopt the -A6 amendments dated 5/31/17.
Okay. Vice Chair Olson has moved to adopt the -A6 amendments dated 5/31/17. Any discussion of the amendments? Any objection to the amendments? Okay, seeing none, motion carries. Vice Chair.
Chair Demarou, I move House Bill 3245A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Vice Chair Olson has moved House Bill 3245A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And let me just say this is one of those bills where at one point there was disagreement and some significant disagreement, but I think with the A6 amendments and subsequent conversations, we have gotten to a point where we can move forward with this comfortably. So okay. any discussion? Okay, seeing none. Is there any opposition to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Excuse. Herman
is excused. We'll hopefully give him a chance to vote on it.
I think I don't
here. Vice Chair, do you want to carry this?
Sure, I'll carry it.
Okay. Vice Chair Olson will carry. I'll close the work session on House Bill 3245A. Okay, let's 2785. We ready to go with that?
Mm-hmm. You land these up in reverse order.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so remind us what this is, Beth, and why we need an amendment.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2785A creates an exemption from the removal fill permitting requirements for. Replacing a dwelling, ag building, or activities associated with those if they've received county approval and are located on the same lot. There is a -A4 amendment that clarifies that this exemption applies to removal of fill that was originally intended or subsequently used for the establishment, repair, restoration, resumption, or replacement of listed uses that were established on or before January 1st, 2017. It also adds an exemption for a dwelling that was lawfully established on or before December 31st, 1973, and defines replacement.
Oh. Okay, Vice Chair.
Chair Dimmer, I move to adopt the -A4 amendment dated 5/30/17.
Vice Chair Olson has moved to adopt the -4 amendments dated 5/30/17. Any discussion? there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Chair Dembrough, I move House Bill 2785A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Olson has moved House Bill 2785A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I just want to thank Dave Honeycutt and Marianne Nash, I'm sorry, for their work on the A4s. As you remember, when we had the hearings, there were some concerns as to certain words and terminology, and we've worked through all of that as to why certain words needed to stay in there to ensure that we accomplish the objectives of the bill.
Okay, any other discussion?
You send the state police after me now? Good gravy.
Always. Hey, we care.
We care.
We care. It's just the escort getting you in here, you know.
So we're just about to take a vote.
On 2785.
Let's see. First of all, sorry for being late, but I had over 100 grammar school kids from my district that I was trying to deal with, so I got that done. What amendments did we pass?
A4.
Which is?
The good one.
So,
it's the one
is that yours?
It's the one that passed without objection.
Can you give me a real quick brief on that?
I'll bring my lifelines up to give it. If you want, Dave?
Lifeline.
Lifeline.
Yeah, okay, Beth, come on up.
Beth can, yeah.
Yeah, Beth probably. Oh.
Dave got a little script here and everything. He was all prepared, hoping that he'd get called up.
He was feeling unappreciated until you asked him to come up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Dave Honeycutt, Oregonians in Action. The drafting of this, for an idea that everyone had coalesced around, the drafting of this was tough. But I think we've got it right with the A4s. I've got a script. If
you don't need the bill.
No.
All right. The intent of the bill, Mr. Chair, Senator Bertschiger, the intent of the amendments is just to clarify and address the issues that were raised at the public hearing when we had the hearing on this bill. Senator Prozonsky had questions about the word establishment in the bill. You had some questions about a building that was built prior to the time that the county required a permit. We addressed those. So we addressed both of the issues that were raised, clarified it, worked with DSL, and made sure that the bill did what at least we think the bill does what everybody wants it to do.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. All right, then. Seeing no further discussion. Senator Olson.
Do we need to suspend the rules so Senator Bertschiger can vote on the amendment?
He doesn't really need to.
No,
it doesn't make any difference.
I don't need to do that.
Yeah. Gotcha.
He doesn't do the full bill.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Senator Johnson has requested the opportunity to carry this.
Can we do 3 out of 5?
Okay. Do you want to vote on that? Okay. I want to make the motion.
First come, first serve.
Senator Prozonsky, close.
Would you like to share the honors with the
I'll do a cleanup.
With your good colleague? Okay. Yeah. So it'll be co-carried then by Senators Johnson and Prozonsky.
Okay. I'll do a cleanup.
Close the work session on 2785.
Come up with a bring room in the market.
You want to do a motion to let him vote for the first?
He isn't sure. I guess you get.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules so that Senator Bertschiger can vote on 3245A.
Vice Chair Olson has moved to suspend the rules to allow Senator Bertschiger to vote on House Bill 3245A. Without objection, Senator?
I vote yes.
Okay, he votes yes. Let the record show that. Okay. Did I need to open a reopen a work session to do that?
Technically.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that again. Okay. I'm gonna
take two.
Yeah. I'm gonna reopen a work session on House Bill 3245A for the purpose of allowing Senator Bertschinger to vote. And Senator Bertschinger
votes yes.
Votes yes.
We did it again.
So right. Now I will.
I got two
close
votes.
You did it twice.
The last time. our work session on House Bill 3245A closed.
So in other words, this comes to the floor on a 6-0 vote, right?
Right.
Because Herbert keeps voting. 6-0
vote. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, let's just keep going in reverse order.
Reverse order.
Okay. I'm going to open our work session on House Bill 2099A. And we're going to do the dash 11s. Okay, this is the bill that we heard yesterday related to municipal water. And asking for a motion on the A11 amendments.
Do you want to explain them first? Do you want to just let us go?
We'll do the motion and then we'll talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chair Dember, I move to adopt the dash A11 amendment dated 5/31/17.
Okay. Vice Chair Olson has moved to adopt the A11 amendments dated 5/31/17. So the dash A11s are those that you'll remember that parties have been working on a new proposal based on the bill that came over from the House. It, going that course, generated concern about potential litigation. There was another path to go, which would provide more certainty, which would put the standard at those that had diverted water after, before 2005. The certainty behind that has a lot of appeal. So in discussions with the parties, they are still talking about perhaps going another route. For now, this seems the best way to proceed. And if this needs to be addressed in conference, we'll have the ability to do that. That as a sort of preamble. I'm going to ask Mark Landauer if you want to come up, and Jack, you want to come up. And just, for the record, give us your thoughts on this subject.
Good afternoon. Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Chair Dembrough, members of the committee, I'm Mark Landauer. I'm here on behalf of the Special Districts Association. As we move forward here, as you know, the A11 would benefit a few communities. It would also not benefit several communities, as described in yesterday's testimony. I do believe that we are fairly close to what I think would be a even more beneficial outcome for threatened and endangered species. However, we're not quite there yet, according to my colleagues here. By adopting the A11 amendment, it does provide us potentially with some more time to work through this, in that I would ask the chair of the committee in the other chamber to not concur. It would provide us an opportunity to continue to talk, hopefully come to a solution on this that we can all be comfortable with.
Chair Dembrough, members of the committee, Jack Dempsey on behalf of Water Watch of Oregon. We, with the dash 11 amendments, keep in mind that those will have some potential negative impacts on some rivers and not on others with that hard date. We are committed to continuing to work with partners to try to find a different solution on this. But I will be honest, we've been at this since before session has started, and this will buy us a number of days, and we will continue to focus. But if we can't come to an agreeable solution in the next week, by the time the House would need to concur on this, we will ask the House to concur on the version that you're passing today. So I just want you guys to be aware of that. That would be our intent.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Vice Chair Olson.
For either one, since you are apparently coming together but aren't there yet, would it be beneficial to move this bill to rules so that you had more time to work on it to get to a conclusion that's acceptable to both?
Chair Dembrough, Senator Olson, when this bill arrived in the Senate, the Chair Dembrough made it clear, at least to me and to my colleague, that I've been working on this issue, that moving it to the Rules Committee would not be an option.
I'll just say that we support the Chair's decision to do that and to move it out today and to buy us more time to continue to work on this.
Yeah. Follow?
Please.
If you need more time, I mean, we have at least a month rather than a week where you could work on it and get it to a point where everyone is satisfied, because this obviously isn't to the satisfaction of everyone. As a matter of fact, it probably leaves a sour taste in your mouth and in your mouth. And so it confuses me immensely why, although where there is a chasm that needs to be broached, why discussions can't take place to try to broach that in another committee where this bill could actually be actively pursued.
If I may, Mr. Chair. Chair Dembrough, Senator Olson, quite honestly, because of those instructions that we received earlier, I have not talked to the powers that be to explore that option. Again, I'm comfortable at this time to move it in the A11s, and we can hope that we get a bill. If we don't, those are the choices that we've been given.
Chair Dembrough, Senator Olson, I don't believe there is a timeline on House concurrence. I could be wrong on that, but I don't believe there is. So I think this will buy us enough time to see where we can get. But I'll reiterate, we've been at this since before session started. If we can't figure out this agreement in the next couple days, I'll argue, then I don't think we figure it out.
Actually, Mr. Chair, I think from the testimony from Senator Roblin, we've been at this for a lot longer than since before session started.
Sure.
This round.
This round. Yeah.
That's right. I do think that I'm encouraging the parties to keep working on this, and if it goes to conference, then the people who would be working on it in conference would be all people who have history with this issue and a lot of familiarity, and that is a benefit of it over going to rules. That's a primary consideration for me preferring this route. So that's yes.
So. I am also not excited about the Dash 11s, though it pretty much takes it back to where Senator Przanski and I in the last session tried to get it. I mean, and which many of the parties kind of semi-agreed to. No one really happy, but it was like twisting arms. So it looks a lot like what we kind of did the last time, and it stopped at the same place. So, I mean, I'm willing to send it to vote for it. Send over. I hope that they can get something that appeals to both groups better than this, but as far as I could get it when I tried the last time.
Yes, Senator Bridger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I hope we're not looking at this as somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose, because if we don't find a resolution that the cities and the citizens in those cities can live with, and also the protections that the environment needs, then we all lose. So if it takes time, if it takes another year, I don't know what it's going to take. Sometimes these things take a while. All right. So don't you know, don't get in a big hurry just for the sake of getting something done. If it's not the right thing, it won't work. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I think I just heard a volunteer for the work group, but
Arnie and I are moving back. Yeah, Bill, yeah. Done that.
You know, I have said privately, and I'll say it for the record, that if this doesn't work out, certainly I will try to bring the parties together during the interim, but our preference really would be that we can move forward this session.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Wilson.
I will definitely make the motions to move this bill forward, but I will be very honest with you. I will be a no vote on the floor because I don't like legislation that doesn't get things done. And it's imperative that we as a body, in the short span of time that we have, get things done. And yes, you've worked on it for quite some time, and that's admirable. But the fact is that there's still a lot of work that needs to be done, and we're asking the legislative body to pass a bill forward that is incomplete. And that's a sad state of affairs.
That's a fair point. But, you know, I will say that the Dash 11 amendments, you know, as imperfect as any amendment would be, ultimately, I mean, in terms of satisfying all the parties, I think is a solid vehicle for us to send forward. I don't think we're sending a flawed vehicle. It's just, it's one that's going to still be caught up in the chamber-to-chamber kind of process. So, with that, seeing no further discussion. So where are we? This is the Dash 11.
We already did the Dash 11.
We're in the discussion. Okay. Any further discussion of the base bill? Okay. Then
we need to pass the Dash
11. No opposition.
We're taking the vote now on the
Dash 11. Dash 11. Right. Yeah. Okay. So any objection to the Dash 11s?
Yes, I'm going to be a no vote just to flag it. This is not a finished product, and I am worried about it going that direction because it's going to be totally out of our control over there. But I'm going to be a no vote, so at least it's flagged that somebody's saying this ain't done.
As will I.
Okay. All right, let the record show Senators Olson and Bertschinger are noes. Motion carries.
Chair Dembro, I move House Bill 2099A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Olson has moved House Bill 2099A as amended by the Dash A11 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Okay, Shelley, why don't you call the roll?
Senator Bertschinger.
No.
Senator Pavonsky.
Aye.
Senator Roblin.
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson.
No.
Chair Dembro.
Aye.
I'll carry.
The motion passes. Vice Chair Olson will, I hope, be in the room when I carry that.
I hope so. I hope I will, too. Trust me.
Yeah. Okay, with that, I'm going to close our work session on House Bill 2099A and open our work session on House Bill 2027A. Okay. Colleagues, this is the one related to the Bend Bridge.
Chair Dembro, I move to adopt the Dash 4 amendments dated 5/30/17.
Vice Chair Olson has moved to adopt the Dash 4 amendments dated May 30th, 2017. So, colleagues, we heard this Well, yeah, we first heard it a couple weeks ago, and then we had a work session yesterday hearing these two versions. The version coming from Ben Parks and the other version coming from some local residents objecting to the bridge. The Dash 4 amendments, and remember, over the course of our discussion of this issue, both sides came up with amendments and are urging us to pass the amendments. Advantage of the 4-4 amendments, I think, is that they include that part of the base bill that reflected a lot of concern and heartburn on the part of some local residents that the bridge would be located within the urban growth boundary and Ben Parks would seek to use eminent domain to take their property in order to build the bridge. And the amendments that we received from both parties settled that concern. The Dash 4s specify that the bridge, if it ultimately moves forward, will be at this location, the location that's on the federal forest land, just outside of the urban growth boundary. Ben Parks, even if we agree to this, these amendments, and pass this bill, Ben Parks will still have to go through the process of, together with the Forest Service, dealing with Oregon State Parks about notifying them of their desire to build the bridge. They'll have to go through that process. It'll also have to go through a NEPA process. We're looking, in any case, at a fairly lengthy process ahead of us with a lot of room for public participation. This is a complicated issue that will be with the citizens of Bend, I think, for a while. The Dash 4 amendments seem to, have the benefit of dealing with the urban growth boundary part decisively and open the door for the other. So, happy to take any discussion.
So, as I understand it, in order for them to move forward, they will have to have an agreement with the federal
Forest Service,
because ownership of the land where it starts is important with regard to do this. So besides NEPA, they're also going to have to forge an agreement with the federal government. Okay, then I'm fine with that.
Got something to say here, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yeah, this is one of those bills that he just give me a break. After we talked, I looked at the two amendments again, and the Dash 3s just say you can't do it in the urban growth boundary.
Right.
I think that's the ones I'm more comfortable with. I don't want to get mixed up in federal lands and building bridges on federal lands and saying I support that and don't support. I think there would be some backlash to that, especially from the environmental communities. And I have my challenges enough with some of those folks right now. So I think I'm more comfortable with the Dash 3s and probably will be voting no on the Dash 4s.
Thank you. Any further discussion, yeah. Senator Olson?
Mr. Chair, thank you. Once again, another interesting situation brought to us is to be the arbiters of a situation in a community whereby the mass of the community is overwhelming the outer, if you will, rural area of Bend. I find it quite interesting that, you know, this process has taken a long, long time, and it's come to us to be the arbiters. And I sincerely believe that since Bend went through the process with Parks, and Parks said no, and so they come to us to get it changed, that bothers me tremendously. And my concern is the fact that we are giving in, if you will, to the park department over the wishes of a portion of the people in that area. I would prefer that we went to the original bill, but without the original bill, I would be a supporter of the dash three and not the dash four, because I think the process will start all over again, and in a few years we'll be back here. Yes, it will be lengthy. We've got to go through NEPA, they got to go through parks, but in a few years we will be back again. There will be tremendous litigation, a lot of money spent trying to get this little footbridge, and I think that it was would behoove us to just fix it now, but apparently the momentum is not in that direction.
And I just want to clarify for the record that it wasn't Ben Parks that brought this legislation to us. It was people who were concerned that Ben Parks was going to prevail locally and wanted to stop that.
That's true. That's right.
It's the opponents to the bridge,
right,
is what I understood.
And proponents to the bill.
Correct. Yeah, it's difficult.
We have two sets of proponents here.
Yeah. It's just a bill.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Pozanski.
You know, I've gone back and forth on the A4s and A3s. The thing about A4s, it actually gives certainty as to where the bridge will actually be. It takes some of the guessing game out. Both of them say that it's got to be outside the UGB. I understand that. But based on what I remember from the testimony, I believe where the bridge would be sited under the A4 seemed to be, from my perspective, again, this is a snapshot that we got, most logical for the placement to access these other public services that are on the opposite side of where the majority of people currently live in the Greater Bend area. And so that, I mean, to me, that kind of takes that guessing out. It also, as you have acknowledged from your discussions with state parks, you know, this isn't the end in the sense that we're not giving them a pass on anything. They actually have to go through the same process and procedure, but it does, in fact, give everybody on either side of this the perspective of where this bridge would be and will be if it is successfully sited.
Yes, Senator Berkshire.
What's find ironic, and, you know, I've worked with the Forest Service for years and years, we're actually telling the Forest Service where the bridge can be built. And that's the first time in all the years that I've worked for the Forest Service that you tell them, that the state tells them what to do.
I agree.
You know.
Actually, we tell them what to do all the time.
They just don't do it. Well, if you really think about it, it would be like somebody, you know, telling me I'm going to build a bridge on your property. I mean, you know, we have had no input from the Forest Service in these hearings. None. So, you know, I think we're kind of stepping out from our authority a little bit. And, you know, I hope we don't make our federal partners upset over this. But we have no say where the bridge is going to be.
If they disagree, I think they're going to do whatever they're going to do.
That's right. I think they will do what they're going
to
do.
But, I mean, to me, my perspective and the statement was really for the opponents and the proponents of the bridge, not necessarily the authoritative position that the federal government has jurisdiction over.
Any other discussion, colleagues? Okay. So I hear objections from Senators Berkshire and Olson to the A11s. Okay. So, the A4.
Yeah,
A4.
Yeah,
wait a second.
That was the last one.
We did that.
Right.
It's only the fours.
Yeah. I'm not reopening that that other issue. Yes, on the A4s. So, let the record show a 3-2 motion carries. Vice Chair.
Chair Dimmer, I move House Bill 2027A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Olson has moved House Bill 2027A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion, colleagues? Okay, Shelley, you want to do the roll?
Senator Barrett Sugar.
No.
Senator Brzozinski.
Aye.
Senator Roblin.
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson.
No.
Chair Denver.
Aye. Okay, motion passes.
And Mr. Chair.
Yes.
The last bill of the last day, I give notice of a potential minority report.
Surprise, surprise.
Got to have something to do next month.
Yeah, really. Okay, so Vice Chair Olson has served notice. I'll carry this bill. With that, close the work session on 2027A. Colleagues, enjoy your weekend. See you on Monday. We are adjourned.
Monday.
You've taught me well.
Monday.